You know, if you've been swimming out in the Lanikai area recently, well, you may have noticed the bleached coral reefs. Joining us for today's reality check is Honolulu Civil Beat's Nathan Eagle. Good morning, Nathan.
Hey, good morning.
So what have our scientists found? I know they put out the call about this could be another bleaching event this year.
It sure is. That's been determined, and we're in their third one since 2014. So it's not looking good out there. They're still bringing in a lot of the data, still surveying a lot of the reefs, but it's not good at all.
Now, I know that they've got this new, coral bleaching tracker website?
Yeah, it's hawaiicoral.org. So a partnership of folks have put this together, some state and private entities, and it lets folks out who are out in the water already, you know, who see bleaching to, with literally just a click or two, go ahead and log that information, and then scientists will take a look at it and use it in helping them assess what's going on out there.
So who's involved in that effort?
So ASU, Greg Asner's kind of leading that. And then we've got the Hawaii Division of Aquatic Resources. I believe NOAA's involved and a couple others.
You know, I happen to get one of those coral cards, the koa cards, but I've yet to take it out on one of my swims to kind of, you know, gauge the coral. You know, where are they looking?
They're looking all over, but some areas are definitely being hit harder than others. I talked to one scientist, Cindy Hunter, over at UH's Marine Option Program, and she was out at Lanikai and said it was 80 to 100% bleached along a mile-long stretch of the coast there where she was out snorkeling.
Yeah, I saw that a couple of years ago, and that was really remarkable because it's just, there's so much of it. It's startling.
Yeah, it really is. And it's there. It's off of Maui, the Kona coast of Hawaii Island, of course. And the problem that scientists keep identifying and raising, and the reason they're so concerned, is that the corals just really haven't had as much time to recover as they have in years past. You know, with there being big mass bleaching events in 2014 and 15, and then again this year, you know, when they bleach, they get really stressed. They're essentially kind of sick, and then it increases the chance that they'll then go ahead and die. And so that's what has drawn a lot of their focus again this year.
Now, I know folks, you know, worry, you know, that they're going to be doomed because they can't exactly just, you know, walk out of the water when it gets too hot like we can when we swim in it. But I know that there was some thought by the scientists that sometimes an event like this could make them resilient, that they could come back stronger.
Yeah, what they're finding is that not all species are created equally, essentially. Mm-hmm. So some of them were fine during 2014 and 15 or recovered, you know, pretty quickly thereafter. And they expect to see that again this year. And so that is good news because that means that we're going to still have coral. But the flip side of that is what we will probably see is less diversity in the coral. So it might be all one type instead of a variety of species like we have now.
And I know the heat's been pretty constant. It was terrible last month in July. I had to go look for, I considered going to the Manoa Pool just so I could swim in cooler waters because it was so hot and icky out in Waikiki.
It's really uncomfortable out there, and it's definitely a huge contributor to what's going on under the surface, too. And we're not expected to see much relief anytime soon. And in fact, one of the last big international reports on climate change said that these marine heat waves, even if we keep temperatures, you know, the global warming down to within the levels agreed to in the Paris Accord, will be 20 times more frequent in the coming years. And if we don't do anything really about the emissions, it could be 50 times more frequent.
So it's more of the call to action. What can we do to limit our footprint and reduce the effect and the impact to this marine life?
It absolutely is. And while we probably all should be doing what we can for global efforts, the scientists I talked to and the managers, you know, at DLNR are saying let's at least control what we can that's also hurting these corals or making it less easy for them to recover. And that's things like being mindful of stepping on them, standing on them, dropping anchor on them, but also doing things to avoid polluted runoff. You know, if you're washing your car or you're treating your grass with fertilizer, be mindful of where that's going.
Okay. All right. Little things that we can do. All right. Thanks so much, Nathan.
Thank you.
That was a reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat, today featuring Nathan Eagle. Go to civilbeat.org and check out that coral story and more.